memory lane of sin not long ago. Old Satan came right by my side, making me feel low. He brought of all the hurt and pain when I had gone astray. He wanted to divert me as I walked along life's way. He said, "You're undeserving, 'cause I know where you've been. I have a record of your life when you were bound by sin. I know your darkest secrets that you could never tell. What makes you think you don't deserve a place with me in hell?" Well, I heard the old accuser, and this was my reply: "You're right for all the things I've done. I sure deserve to die. My goodness, my righteousness is filthy rags. My goodness is unclean. There's only one thing I can say to what you said to me. It's under the blood. Oh, praise his dear name. I'm not what I used to be. My life has been changed. Not shackled by sin and shame. It's already gone. I'm happy reminding him it's under the blood. Victory was given me when I was born again. He washed my stained and sinful past and brought new life within. No longer do I bear the marks that sin had brought my way. I'm happiness and peace of mind. Praise God, I now can say it's under the blood. Oh, praise his dear name. I'm not what I used to be. My life has been changed. Not shackled by sin and shame. It's already gone. I'm happy reminding him it's under the blood. Let me tell you this tonight. If the devil keeps bringing up your past to you, you just let him know about your future, right? I tell you what, we get bound down. I spent a lot of my time, for 2 or 3 years I ran from God, wouldn't preach because I didn't think he could use somebody like me, done what I did. But you know what? An old lady came up to me one time and she said, "Is the blood not powerful enough to cleanse you and forgive you?" And guess what happened? I was up preaching not long after that because of who he is, not of who I am. I don't want to get in the way tonight. You got a testimony. If I'm preaching, you got a testimony, you got a song, hey, I'm all for whatever God wants. Whatever the Holy Ghost wants to do is what I want. You flag me down, you run up here, y'all get out of the way. Brother BJ, you do whatever. That's what I want. I want what God wants. I tell you, it's a blessing to be here. I tell you what, it's a... If you believe this is God's inerrant word, would you please stand? Lord knows I don't want to get in his way, but I will be right in the center of his will. Exodus chapter 33, verse 18. Exodus chapter 33, verse 18, and going to be reading through chapter 34, verse 8. So you stay with me. It's what the Lord put on my heart today. Verse 18, chapter 33 of the book of Exodus. And he said, this is Moses speaking. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. That's a big thing to ask. Show me thy glory. He said, I'll make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock. And I'll cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back. But my face shall not be seen. And the Lord said to Moses, hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first. And I'll write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables, which thou didst break. And be ready in the morning. And come up in the morning to Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. And he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up into Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tables of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the children's children, and to the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. Let us pray. Oh, Father God, you know my heart this morning, Father. Lord, you know me, Lord, today, Lord. Father, I don't want to get in your way. But, oh, Father God, if you'd just help me, Lord, tonight, Lord, to preach your word, I pray, God, that you'd anoint it in the Holy Ghost. And, Father, I pray most of all that your will would be done. Father, I pray, God, I'd preach everything you'd have me to preach. But, God, I'd say no more than what you'd have me to say. But, Father, if you would just speak to us tonight. Father, if you would preach, God. Oh, Father, we want you to sing over us. We want your voice to speak to us. Father, if you would preach tonight, Lord, we'd be glorified. Lord, we'd be honored. Lord, we pray that we'd bless you, Lord, and we'd exalt you, Lord. If you'd just speak to us tonight. Lord, let this be a time, Lord, that we'd never forget. Lord, preach to us tonight. Lord, I love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. In the midst of the turmoil of this world, we've dealt with COVID. I know y'all have been hit hard. I've had friends that's gone on to be with the Lord. Wickedness on every side. Seems like God's people's getting hit. And arrows and the devil's shooting arrows from every direction you can come to. And troubles on every side, troubles in families, troubles in churches. There's not a one of you here tonight that probably ain't got a burden. There's not a one of you tonight, if everybody could see in your heart and see in your mind, you ain't carrying something. I'm amazed tonight that God wants a personal relationship with me. With me. He wants to breathe on me. He wants to sing over me. He wants to be beside me. He's walking with me. The Holy Ghost is in me. And God Almighty Himself, creator of the world, creator of the heavens, creator of me and you, gave us love, gave us life, gave us all these things. He wants to have a personal relationship with somebody as low and dirty and wicked as somebody like me. He said, that's the greatest of ever. That may not do nothing for you. That does a whole lot for me. He wants to be with somebody. He wants to ride in my truck with me. He wants to be in my basement. He wants to be in the study. He wants to be in the prayer closet. He wants to be with somebody like me. Hey, he's real to me. He's real. He's real. In many ways, I think this was the greatest moment in Moses' life. You're going to have to bear with me tonight. Stay with me. He'd been at the Red Sea. He'd seen the plagues. He'd been up on Mount Sinai when he wrote it down with the finger of God, the Ten Commandments. He'd seen all those things. He'd been at the burning bush. But this right here, I'm going to tell you, church, it don't get any better than this. This is the pinnacle. On this side of the Jordan, this is as good as it gets. I desire to have this moment. You say, wait, just bear with me. Look at verse 21. That's what the Lord's wanting me to preach on tonight with God's help. And the Lord said to Moses, behold, there is a place. But I want you to see something. The road to this moment did not, oh, Brother BJ, it did not come easy. The road to the moment where there was a place did not come easy. What's just happened? While Moses has went up to get the Ten Commandments. And while he's up going to Mount getting the Ten Commandments, gets what he hears. He hears the group of partying down there, and they're all that, and they just throw all their gold in there, and out jumps a golden calf, and they're serving an idol and worshiping an idol. That's right. Moses has already said, hey, listen, God, they've been murmuring ever since they came out. He's got all this going on. See, the road wasn't easy, the road to this moment where there was a place that God met with him right here. There had been a battle. The children of Israel, they was leading him through all these things. There had been a battle. There is always glory after a battle. And I'm going to tell you something. You may struggle, you may strive, you may trust Jesus, you can keep on going, and you may be beat down. But I'm going to tell you, child of God, if we all get right, do what God would have us to do, there is a better day coming. And I'm going to tell you what, there's a battle. And if you're going through a battle tonight, you keep going, you keep asking, you keep going to the Lord, and you fight, and you hold on till you get to victory, because after the battle comes, there's always a good moment that always comes after the battle. See, there had been a moment, there had been a battle. I'll tell you something else that happened to Moses. He'd hit rock bottom. He'd let him out. He'd hit rock bottom. It was over. It ain't getting no worse than this. He's going back down there, and the children of God, they're out there partying down. They're running around, playing around, doing all these things. And Moses and Joshua's coming back off that mountain, and he comes down there. He says, why, there's a sound of war. He said, no, there's a sound of partying going on. Had that idol out there. Didn't take long, did it? He'd hit rock bottom. He'd carried a burden. Tell you what, I thank God for you, Pastor. You better lift him up. You better raise him up. You better pray for him day and night, because I'm going to tell you what, the devil don't like what he does. The devil don't like what he preaches. The devil don't like what he's done in his life, but the devil can't do nothing about it because Jesus Christ is on the throne. But I'm going to tell you, you better lift him up in prayer. You know, right here, Moses had been bearing a burden. He'd been fighting a battle. He'd hit rock bottom. It ain't getting no lower. It ain't getting no worse. It's as bad as it's going to get. He's interceding for him. And just God saying, I'm going to kill them all off. He says, no, kill me first. Take them and let them go. Listen, I'm going to tell you, Moses was at the bottom. He was at the bottom. See, there's about the road to this moment right here. He'd shown a whole lot of boldness. You know what he had done? Moses was bold in talking with God. You know the greatest thing you'll ever tell God, just tell him his promises. You said, I did that not long ago. I was in a battle not long ago. I said, but you said that you'd supply all my needs. You said that you'd do this. You said you'd keep me. You said you could rebuke Satan. You said all these things. Listen, you just start bragging on God and telling him what he said. You know what? When you start telling him what he said, he does what he said he'll do. That's what he does. He's good at keeping his promise. You just bring up promise after promise. You said you was going to keep me. See right here, he'd shown much boldness. Early in this chapter, Moses had met, and the Lord had spoken to Moses as a friend. Said he spoke to him face to face as a man does his friend. Whew. He don't get no better than that until now. See, there's a request right here. This tired warrior's got one petition. Now you think about what he asked God. I ain't never been this bold. But I ought to be. You know what he said? Show me your glory. You imagine what's on the other side tonight. When there's a God sitting on a holy throne. Word of God says it. He's a God that loves color. Hey, there's all kinds of colors around that throne. There's a rainbow, and they're singing a new song. Moses asked God, hey, Moses is a man like me and you. And you know what Moses asked me? He says, show me your glory. I need more than burning bush. I need more than a part in the drink. Hey, I need more. I want to be closer. I want something new in me. See, there's a place in my spirit that I want to be. And my flesh sometimes keeps me from getting there. But there is a place that's greater than I've ever seen. There's a place that's greater than you've ever seen. There is a place that God wants to do in this. There's a work that God wants to do in this church that's greater than you ever saw and that you've ever imagined, and it will blow your mind what God can do. If we got started praying, God, show us your glory. Oh, I was praying today. What if he come through here and just showed us his glory? See, yeah, show me your glory. But look at the requirements. Look at verse 2. Be ready in the morning. Be ready in the morning. I'll tell you, Moses' part was two things that Moses was supposed to do. He said, in your hands, I want you to bring two stones. What's he going to do? He's going to give him the Ten Commandments again, right? He says, Moses, you be ready. I'm going to tell you how to be ready. In the morning, you bring two stones. Have your hands ready. And have your heart ready. Have your heart right. And in his hands, he's going to give him the law, ain't he? It's going to be the law. It's going to cause him to... God is just. That's all God told Moses to do because that's all Moses could do. You know what really what God wants from me? He just wants my whole heart. He don't like some of the stuff that I keep holding on to. He just wants my heart. God said, hey, if you'll see my glory, Ricky, just let me have all your heart. Everything. That was Moses' part, God's part. If Moses was going to behold his glory, God had to do the work. For me and you to ever see his glory, guess what? God was going to have to do the work. God had to provide a place for him. Did you know that? A special place. And I'm so thankful that he did. Look at what he gave him right here. First thing he said right here, look at verse 21. He said, the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. Moses, all I'm asking you, you just bring that law with you. Oh, Lord. Because you know what? You've fallen short. You're a failure. You ain't even going to get to go into the promised land because you tamper and not obeying what God would want you to do. He says, just bring your hand, and you've asked me to show me, you've asked me to show you my glory. He said, so I'm going to make a way to do that. He said, there's a place by me. Did you know there's a place by God? There's been a few times in my life. You ever been with God and the Holy Ghost and you can almost feel His breath? You ever been where you've been in a real big room and it's not big enough? There'll be times in your life if you live long enough and you walk with Him long enough, I'm going to tell you what, there is a special place. There's times in my life that I've laid burdens down. There's been hospital rooms that I laid burdens down. They was in a single wide trailer, I laid a burden down. There's been times in my life I had nobody else to turn to. If it wasn't going to be for God getting me out of it, I wasn't getting out of it. But I'm here tonight preaching in Alabama, some old wicked sinner that couldn't do anything. Here I am by the grace of God. You know why? Because there's a special place by Him. And the first thing He said is this, hey, if you're going to see my glory, first thing you're going to have to do, Moses, I'm going to make sure that you stand. On a solid rock. Whew. Stand. Hey, you're gonna have to stand. I'm gonna do it all. You just come. You want more of me? I'll give you what you want. But you just bring those two. You bring those two stones, and you bring your good, a godly heart, and you come on, and I'll work with you. But I'm gonna have to do this. Let me do my part. I'm gonna make sure you're standing on a solid rock. Then in verse 22 right here, he says this, and it shall come to pass while my glory pass by that I'll put thee in a cleft. He said, I'm gonna let you stand on the rock, and as I start getting close to you, I'm going to have to put you in a cleft because of my glory. So he says, I'm going to make a way. Ain't you glad God gave away? Said, I want you, Moses, to hold that law. Hold on to it. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. But I'm looking into your heart. And you want to see my glory. I'm going to stand you on a rock, on a solid rock. And as I pass by, I'm going to slide you in and I'm going to hide you in the cleft of that rock. And then he said, as I go by, he says, I'm going to put my hand on you, and I'm going to cover you. I'm going to cover you. There's going to be a hand that's going to be between me and you. See, God said, I got to put you in a place of security. I got to put you in a place of protection. I'm going to put you in a place of peace. I'm going to put you in those places. And standing with those stones in your hand, that desire in your heart, that's all you can do is bring that law that you can't keep and just give me your heart. But here's where we're getting to. We ain't got there yet. You just pray. The response of God in that moment. Moses is standing on a rock. Because why? Because there is a place. He's hidden in the cleft of the rock. And God puts his hand over him. He covers him. But I want you to look how this all turns out. Get verse 5. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there. Moses says, I want to see your glory. I'd have thought that I had to go up. But you know what God says? God says, I'm going to come down. To where you are. You can't get to me. You can't be good enough. You can't do enough. But while you're standing there on the rock, hidden in the cleft of the rock, covered by my hand, I'm going to, since you can't come up and stand with me, I'm going to come down and I'm going to stand with you. Oh, at 9 years old, 1976, little old boy, God knew that I was going to be a great sinner. I already was a great sinner. I'd already had my rear end beat off. I'd had all these stuff going on. I always had already done that. I want to tell you what, in 1976, at the end of a little cove where most some of the people walked to church, I want to tell you what, God came through there, and you know what God did? I got down on my hands and knees before him, and he stood there. And you know what? There is a place, because he came down, and he came down and met me where I am and where I was, and he met you. If you're saved tonight, he met you where you were. You couldn't get to him. Y'all couldn't get to him. But I tell you, God, he came down. And he came down and got me. And he pulled me up out of the miry clay. And you know what he did? He set my feet on a solid rock. And I tell you tonight, I am covered by the blood. I'm hidden in the cleft. And I'm going to tell you what, there is a place. And I've witnessed it a few times in my life. There is a place where you can see his glory. You say, I ain't never been there. You pray to God one day that you get there. You'll never forget it. I'm going to tell you what. You know how many times he's come down to where I was? Wife had cancer going through chemo. 5 days, all her hair was gone. Said we wasn't going to have any children. It was going to be, I was hoping, hey, I'm going to tell you what. There's a 24-hour prayer meeting going on in that same little church. I couldn't sleep, and I walked in there at 2 o'clock in the morning, and his 2 17-year-old boys. Oh, no, no, on their face. They'd signed up, and for 24 hours, I want to tell you what, after 24 hours, since that time, we've never had one bad test result. We've not had any exams come back wrong. You say, boy, ain't you lucky? No, I tell you what, he came down to where I was at, and he got up beside of me. You'll never be alone as you go through Jesus Christ. You give your life to Jesus, you'll never be alone. All the gates of hell can come against you. And I want to tell you what, there is a place. Desire it with all your heart. You say, can I live there? No, because you know what? This old flesh wouldn't last long there. Oh, one day you'll be there. How many times he come up and found you where you was at and came down and got down beside you? A few years later, God called me to preach. I don't want to be a preacher. I'm doing good. I'm a Sunday school teacher. Then they ordained me as a deacon. I'm driving up that little thing. My wife said, you're the saddest deacon I've ever seen. I ain't even ordained yet. I'm on my way. You know what I tell? I ain't supposed to be a deacon. She goes, what? I said, I ain't supposed to be ordained as a deacon. Oh, one night in a little old trailer we had, I got back there and I said, God, I don't like to speak in public. I don't like the thought of doing this. I'm scared to death, and there ain't no way I'm equipped to do it. But faith anyway. And I got down by that little old bed and I said, but I'm going to ask you this. If you will, and you want me to, I'm going to tell that church tomorrow, I'm going to preach. But don't let it be dry. Don't let it be dead. I used to drink. I used to smoke dope. I used to do all this and do all that. And I'm sorry. And I've told your parent. He says, what sin are you talking about? Hey, you know what? I tell you what. He got up from there. I got up that morning. I will tell you what. He came down to where I was at. Stood me on a solid rock. Covered me up. And I'm going to tell you what. I got up out of that altar. I was on one altar. Got up. I don't remember what preacher preached. I got up and said, I got something I got to tell y'all. And as a woman over there jumped up, started doing this and shouting, the whole church knew. But guess what? I wasn't going to give in. I thank God that God comes down to where we are. Don't you ever think that you cannot cry out to God. If you're lost tonight, I don't care how wicked you are. I don't care what your past is. I'm going to tell you this. I have seen God. I seen a God save a heroin addict not long ago. He'll find you right where you ain't got to come to Him. Hey, you come to Him by the blood. But I will tell you, He'll come to you, and you come to Him just as you are, and He'll clean you up. I'd say you need to quit drinking. You need to keep doing. You need to quit doing your drugs. You know, you need to quit drinking, then you're just a sober man going to hell. No, I'm going to tell you what, you need to get saved. God will take care of the rest. And I'm going to tell you what, then, you could be at that place. See, there's a place. God came down. I'm going to tell you what it said in verse 6. It says, and the Lord passed by. He said, I'm going to let you see. I'm going to be honest with you tonight. We couldn't take all of God. Not right now. One of these days, I'm going to have a glorified body and a glorified mind. And I'll be able to praise Him. Oh, I tell you, I'll never get tired. I'll never run out of strength. But right now, sometimes He just gives me a little. It's all I can handle. He came by. He said, I'm going to let you see. He said, I'm just going to let you see my backside. Because, son, Moses, you couldn't see no more than that and make it. He passed by, and He showed him a little. He showed him a little right here. He passed by. God gave him just a glimpse of His glory. You know what that glimpse did? He gave him such a glimpse of His glory that his face shone when he came off a mountain. He had to put a veil on because people couldn't even see him because he shone so brightly. That's what God will do. That's what God will do. And here's where I'm getting to tonight. Get verse 6. Look at verse 6. God came down, God passed by, and God revealed Himself. Now listen to what I read right here. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed. Have you ever heard God preach? If God Himself preached from this pulpit tonight, first of all, it'd be a whole lot better message. God preached, and God preached about Himself. You may wait, what's Moses holding? The Ten Commandments, the law. God already knows that he can't keep it, right? In fact, God already knows he's already broke it, right? So God begins to preach. And here's what God says about Himself. The Lord, The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting iniquity of the fathers upon the children's children, unto the third and to the fourth generation. As Moses is standing there at that place, beholding the glory of God, guess what God does? God starts telling Moses, I'm a God of grace. You're holding the law, but I'm a God of grace. I'm a God of mercy. I'm a God of long suffering. I'm a God of forgiveness. I'm a God who saves sinners. And I'm going to tell you tonight, God preaching about God, God preaching about himself is the greatest message that'll ever be. Because you know what? It took grace to save me. It took mercy to save me. It took patience to save me. I'm going to tell you, it took forgiveness to save me. And it says that God told Moses this about himself. Not only did he see the glory of God, but he got to see the heart of God. God said, let me see the heart of you, Moses, and I'll show you my heart. I thank God. You ever been tore up? Last night I was tore up. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know what's going on. I thought, Lord. Go a little bit and be like, bam, hitting the wall. I don't know if BJ knows what I'm talking about. I don't know if anybody else preaches in here. You know what I'm talking about. Wasn't anything anybody done. He's a devil. You ever been in the night and something troubling you? And God starts singing over you. There's nothing prettier. Yeah, the Holy Ghost comes up. You ever, the Holy Ghost will come up. Yeah, hey, the Holy Ghost will come up and he'll start rocking you. It's spiritually speaking. He'll start rocking you to sleep. He'll give you a peace where there was no peace. And I'm going to tell you what, God comes down and he meets with his people. And when he does, he shows up, he shows out, and he shows them his glory. That's what he does. And what did Moses do? He got on his face and began to worship. Verse 8. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. This is what God told me to do tonight. There is a place. Moses didn't know that there was. But when he said, show me your glory, God said, there's a place. What would happen in our life, in all of our life, what would happen in my life if God began to show me his glory and said, let me show you that there is a place? What if you got home tonight and you walked in your house and the glory of God was all over the place and said, there's a place? What if that burden that you've got, you decided, I can't carry it no more. Oh, you're in a good place for God to show you glory. There's some of you tonight, you've carried burdens for a long, long time. Maybe burdens that nobody knows. I don't know why. The Lord just told me to say, don't you let the devil rob you of experiencing God's glory because of your past. I don't know who that's for. God just said, tell somebody there that, hey, you know what I had to do? I said, Lord, I was wrong. And I know I bear the scars of it. And when I'm out walking around and people come up to me and say, man, I can't believe you're a preacher. That's, you know what? That used to make me feel so bad. But you know what? Here's the thing about me. I know who I am. I know what I've done. I know how wicked I've been. I know the thoughts that go through my mind. I'll not go to bed tonight to tell you. You say, boy, you're really a mess. You know what? Without God, I am a mess. You say, you've really got a lot of problems. Without, you ought to see my problems without God. And the devil, he'll say, who are you? Who are you to get up there and preach? Who are you to get up there and sing? Who are you to get up there and testify? You know what? You're just, hey, you know, you remember what you did? You got people coming from everywhere. You sit down at a restaurant and they'll come up to you. Oh, man, I remember you from high school. I remember you from when you was in college. But I'm telling you, just like that song, I'm not what I used to be. You know what? I felt the presence. If you're bound down by your past, it's time to break that chain. Right? Break it. If you're bound down because of where you come from, you say, oh, my family, I come from a bad, hey, don't you let where you come from. You're a living child of the living God. You're bigger than anything. I'm going to tell you what. You are somebody going somewhere. You remember who you are. You're blood bought, born again. Don't you let anybody try to tear you down. Don't you let a mama tear you down, a daddy tear you down, or anybody else. You are a child of the living God. And I'm going to tell you what. He glories in you. He sings over you. He loves you. He sent his son to die for you. He's forgiven you. You move on. Don't you? Hey, break that chain. Break that chain of your past. If you're holding on to a chain of religion, and that's what you're trying to do, you're trying to be religious to get in, get saved. Right? Get saved. Hey, salvation. You'll have a joy. I tell you what, you'll be a, hey, I saw a man not long ago. He was into drugs. He come walking in after he got saved. He come in. He looked, I didn't hardly recognize him. It hadn't been but 3 days. Why? Oh, he didn't look the same. Why? He'd been around the glory of God. Yes. There is a place. Whatever's holding you down, the chain of religion, chain of your past, chain of your family, there might be somebody here saying, it's time for me to get rid of it. I'm tied into porn. That'd never be in a church. Oh. Tied into drugs and alcohol. He can break all those chains. You know what I found most of the time? You know why we stay chained up? We got them in our hands and we don't let them go. You say, you don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I'm carrying. I'm going to tell you what, there's a God in heaven knows everything about us. You want to experience revival? You want to pay the price? Your pastor's been paying the price for revival. It's a heavy price. But I tell you what, the glory comes after the battle. You want to see the glory of God work in your life? There is a place. You just got to choose it and want it. So what's holding you back? Say, they just one thing, give it to God. There may be somebody here say, boy, I would love to see his glory. I want to tell you tonight, there is such a place. It's what we want. If you're lost tonight, do not pass this by. Holy Ghost is moving tonight. Don't let that pass by. Do not let it pass by. If you're holding on to those chains, do not let this pass you by. This is serious. Revival's serious. Revival comes with repentance. Getting right with God and desiring God's glory. But if you want it, there is a place. And you'll find it on a solid rock hidden in the cleft, covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. You know what? God will preach over you. You know what he'll tell you? The Lord, gracious, merciful, long-suffering, forgiving. Any problem you've got, he has the answer. Let's everyone stand to your feet, please.